The fifth quarter.
Well, it's just us left at the MCG and a few seagulls, but we're about to head out of here and wrap things up from a 26-point Geelong victory. Now, Brisbane 2 leads St Kilda 0. I feel like I'm giving the BBC World Service soccer scores from overnight at this stage. About 5.5 minutes played of game time in the clash at Metricon Stadium between the Lions and the Saints. Jason Doherty is back from downstairs. A bit warmer in here, Jace, for South Point Garden Supplies. Oh, Davey's going to turn you on. Nope, Davey's just turning you on. There we go.
Beautiful in here. Yes, very nice. Even with the window just slightly ajar there, much better than downstairs,
I can say. How cool did it get?
It would freeze the... Yes, no. Off a brass monkey, you know that. Yes, it was nice and chilly. I reckon it was about, it said 6 degrees, but I reckon it was closer to about 3.
And the fog is actually starting to descend on the MCG. Lockie Henderson, you stand next to him. He's good vibe from him that he's happy with where his footy's at. He's been playing with a man just free of any care, isn't he?
I think that's the thing. I think he doesn't, there's no worry in the world. If he gets a contract, he gets a contract. If he doesn't, he doesn't. He's playing good footy and they're looking after each other down there in the back line. So, he looks like he's having fun on the way to the finals.
Gary Rowan?
Yeah, look, if it's not a left hamstring, it's a left cork, left, you know, thigh. But, there was a stage there where I think they thought about putting Narkel on before he went back on. He went back on and whether he moved quickly off the left foot down deep forward there at some stage, but they'll have to keep an eye on that. With a 5-day turnaround, it might be a bit of trouble, even if it's a corky.
I reckon Narkel will be playing next week.
You would,
but not necessarily for Rowan, but there'll be some blokes that'll get rested that played tonight off the 5-day.
They're obviously
break.
On the process of that too, with Joel Selwood being out, being manged, and Del House as well. So they're obviously staying to do that in the back end of the season.
In other words, they said we can play without the skipper tonight because we think we beat Carlton, but we need him to go to Perth next week.
I think they certainly will, particularly away from home.
Yep.
And with no Cameron and particularly no Rowan, you wonder with goal scoring power suddenly starts to dry up.
Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup. Neil, you've been keeping an eye on a few head-to-heads tonight. The Hawkins-Wietering one was an intriguing battle. Now, Hawkins, in terms of output on the scoreboard, well, he actually didn't score a goal tonight, but he still produced up the ground.
Yeah, he did. I mentioned a couple of times, I felt when he was closest to goal, so playing as the deepest forward or old-fashioned full forward, I actually thought Wietering had his measure. He's a very good player. And I thought sometimes when the ball was kicked in high on his head that Tom would have the advantage. But Wietering, he's an extremely good player. And then we saw at the start of the second half, he moved up the ground and started to move Wietering around. So clearly Wietering wasn't all that good with going side to side. But on the night, I think Wietering would be really happy with his output. So would Tom. Tom continues to try on those sorts of things. But I think in a points decision, Wietering gets the nod in that head-to-head.
Some various Geelong defenders against Mackay, mostly Blitzer, sometimes Henry.
Yeah, it was, and Lockie Henderson even at times as well. But I think the Geelong defenders, all of them had his measure. That he showed some glimpses. He's leading the race for the comp, and so he's a very good player. But he will become better as his career continues. But tonight, not to be, the Geelong defenders had his measure.
Mark O'Connor was very quiet. Now his role isn't to go and find the footy, but we thought he'd be going to Walsh in some sort of role or Cripps, but. He played in the midfield, but wasn't as an engaging player.
No, he did spend most of his day, I reckon, with Cripps while he was in there. Cripps did have a few sojourns forward, but I thought that Mark O'Connor, I didn't think Cripps had an impact on the game at all, so I'm prepared to say, particularly when he was in the midfield, that Mark O'Connor got that job done.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head match ups. Thank you for that, Neildy. With more than 39 years in the insurance industry, Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. The stats, Benny, just some key numbers out of the night. Some that maybe in terms of good players, but also some of the numbers that might have been to prove the difference between the Blues and the Cats.
Yeah, Cats had 18 more inside 50s, 56 to 38. Clearances split down the middle at 28. The Cats were plus 7 in contested possession, and they had 19 more marks than the Carlton Blues. Disposals, they were split down the middle. Individually, Guthrie had 28. Higgins had 25, Stewart 25, Menegola 24, Tui 24 and 2 goals. Lockie Henderson, the man we spoke to post-game, had 20. Isaac Smith 19. Myers, he was pretty good, I thought. Myers 19 possessions. Dangerfield, he had 18, one of his quieter games, but still contributed 5 clearances. Atkins solid with 16, and Parfitt had 16 touches. I thought Close played really well for the Cats. He had an influence on the game with 15 possessions. Didn't kick a goal, but laid 3 tackles, and his quick hands, quick thinking, and his link play was really good. So he's just finding his feet Close. You've got to remember, he's only playing his 21st game of AFL footy tonight, so plenty to come from Brad Close. For the Blues, Walsh was a standout. 36 touches, 31 effective, 11 contested, 3 inside 50s, 2 goals, 1 and 4 clearances. Saad, 25. He played on Close, although that was a pretty good battle. Saad, he had 25 times. He certainly didn't set the world alight. He wasn't breaking through the middle ad nauseum like he can. So I thought Close actually played that matchup quite well. Nunes, 24. Misses too many targets for my Nunes. Just 16 effective. Curnow battled, 22. Williams came off injured late in the game, 22 touches. Newman, 21. Cripps, basically with an injury early in the game. He had 7 clearances and 19 touches. A couple of players who struggled. Jack Martin, I'm not sure where his footy's at. I think he's commanding a pretty good dollar at Carlton. He had 10 possessions.
I don't think he's 100% fit, is he?
If he's not fit, don't play him. Eddie Betts, I think, was college, hasn't he? The matchup for Eddie Betts, or Eddie Betts was hardly sighted. He didn't have a shot at goal. He had 4 kicks for the game. Fogarty, the former Cat, who's been in reasonable form, he had 5 effective disposals for the game. He did lead the team in tackles with 7, but you got to touch the ball a little bit more than 7 times. So, and the other one there was Stocker, who's been a good player this year for the Blues. He only had 13 possessions off halfback.
And an absolute howler of a tour.
He went for a tour. I'm not sure what was going on there, but that was, he went for this, it was going to go 75,000 metres. He kicked it that hard and ended up going about 8 and went straight to a Cat. I think they might have got a goal out of that. So, all in all, it was a really good night for the Cats, other than an injury to Gary Rowan late in the game. And given the short turnaround, if he has got a hamstring, he is a zillion to one, probably after 2 or 3 weeks. So keep an eye on that. Hamstring injuries to 2 key forwards, not ideal late in the season.
No, thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you as always. Time now to, that was Curse High Stats, by the way, local high company since 1982. We move into the Steamatic Standout. Neil, who are you picking tonight for our Steamatic Standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years?
Well, King, as Ben just went through, there are a number of players, even though the game wasn't a huge highlight, a number of players who actually put their hand up that you could say they were the most influential player on the ground. So we had, you know, Walsh was Carlton's best player. Wiedering, I thought, played well. Guthrie kept his head over the footy all day. I think he was a high disposal player. Higgins was good too. He was good, and we had Henderson was good. But for me, the player who had the most influence on the outcome of the game was Tom Stewart.
Yep, he was outstanding. Tom Stewart out, Steamatic standout, not for the first time this year. Steamatic, of course, your disaster restoration experts. Tom Stewart, wonderful year, and well, I would say leading the Geelong best and fairest, and probably, I suspect, maybe winning it this year.
Yeah, he's going to have to be a strong chance, Tom.
Yes. Look forward to Kaji Greaves' medal night in late September. The fifth quarter.